Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress
Radio. So what do I say about my guest this evening? You know what? He's an amazing artist. He's not just an amazing artist. He is, you know what? He is one of the most versatile artists up on the scene. And, you know, always get excited when he drops something. And he has dropped a new one. And what he's done, he's flipped a classic. And he just absolutely just flipped it on its head. And he's created a banger. All right, that's all I can say. So without further ado, give it up for an artist who's not only his mooch, but his music is on point. Give it up for Fudgy Gill. Fudgy, my man.
Wow, thank you. Do you know what? I try my best. Like, you know, cautious on the air, but my thing with this song, and I was very, very paranoid, let's just say, because I really feel when a lot of people do a lot of cover versions and do a song, which is an old song, and you're trying to make it new and bring it in today's age, it's so hard to do it justice, let's just say. And I'm hoping, if I didn't think I'd done it justice, I would never have put it out. But I just hope everybody out there feels I've done it justice, because the original song was Muhammad Sadiq and Surinder Kaur back in the day. And I'm going in 1965-ish it was released. Really old song. So the long guata is, obviously everyone's heard the one in 1983, just the solo, but as a duet it was in 1960s to 70s. And I just thought, let's just bring that back into now, do you know what I mean? And I just pray to God I've done it justice, you know.
You absolutely have. You know, I mean, over the years, you know yourself, there's been so many covers done of this track. So many people have done, you know, so many artists have done their own version and, you know, reworkings of this track. But I love what you've done with this, Fudgy. Seriously, you know, you don't have to worry about a thing. You know, it's being embraced. It has been absolutely loved. The feedback has been absolutely amazing. You know, I dropped it on my show last week and, you know what? It's going to sit on my playlist all summer, you know, if not longer, man. It is a big tune, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Like everyone's done a cover version of the solo version.
Yeah.
But like I said, not a lot of people know there was a duet.
Yeah.
Originally. And obviously, like, I was the, when with Dafa Hoja, as you know, I was the first UK artist to do a duet with Miss Pooja at the time. And everyone's saying, Fudge, go back to your roots, man. Go back to what you were known for. You were doing duet, dance. Because, you know, Muchan Point, Shirdi Poosh, I just tried to, as I say, follow the trend a bit. And everyone's just like, don't follow the trend, do you. And then I heard this song and I heard the music and there's Fudge, would you do the vocal on this? And I was like, I like it, but it's going to take a lot to get the vocal right on this, because it's, I don't know if you know, but the key is very high. It's not my natural key. So it actually doesn't, a lot of people say, my mom didn't recognize me. How about that? I said to my mom, I said, Mom, have you listened to this song? And she's like, Ikonia. I was like, Mom, it's me. She goes, no, it's not. It's me. It's really me. It is me. Mom singing in a higher key. You know what I mean? But yeah, I really like the vibe of it, and I've always said, and I really, really have to eat my words, as they say, and be humble and say I'm really sorry, because I always said that I don't think I'd do a cover, and because I didn't think when people do cover versions, they can really do justice to the original, because, and it's not because they're a bad singer or the music's bad. What it is, when people hear a song and they love that song, that's the best thing that they've heard of that version of that song. So to make it better is very, very hard. And for that reason, I always said I wouldn't do a cover version. And you know, I done the vocal, I heard the music, and I just had to sit back and think, I was like, actually, I think we've done it justice. We've just bought it into, like, the old one is brilliant for its day back then, but you couldn't put it on a DJ at a wedding and dance to it. Well, I'm hoping this now, everyone will rock to it, and we've brought it back to life.
110%. People are vibing to it. And you know what? You've dropped at a perfect time. You know, it's summertime and it's just a fun, peppy, vibey track. You know, like I said, people have instantly fallen in love with. You know, and as I said, you know, at the beginning, my brother, you know, you are, and I'm not just saying this because I know you, and you know, and you know, you're on the show, but you are, you know, you have so proved it since the beginning of your musical career. Your versatility is so on point. And I love with every gunner that you drop, right? You know, it's almost like you're pushing the boundaries with yourself, you know, as an artist. And you know, almost, you know, like with this song, right? You know, I love the fact that you went outside your comfort zone a little bit with this, you know, in terms of your vocals.
Absolutely. The key EF we sing in all the way in the higher octave we sing in this. Like there was a few people within our own camp. Fudge, do you think you can hit that inside of me? I was like, yeah, of course I can, man. Do you know what I mean? And like a lot of people doubted me. Like this is within my own camp and stuff. And I'm just like, look, watch me do it, 100%. And I just put my mind to it. And regarding versatility, you know what? I'm so humbled. And thank you. Do you know what I mean for saying that? Because you've not seen nothing yet, man. I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but I've got songs written which that genre you probably don't even expect from me. But when I come out with it, you're gonna be like, "Oh, sugar! Did he just do that kind of song?"
Yes.
So, and thing is, I consciously I'm aware of that, trying to be a bit more versatile rather than just being your typical singer who just does the same old style of Bhangra track every single time.
Yeah.
I do try to change. Whether the song works or not, that's a different story, but I do try to change it up a bit.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, as I said, you know, you've worked on so many different styles, so many different genres, Fudgy. You know, what excites you about project? What is the first thing when a project comes your way? Because I'm sure, you know, a lot of people get, oh, Fudge, what about this? What about this one? What about this? You know, what is it about, you know, a track? Is it the lyrics? Is it the music? What attracts you, you know, as an artist, you know, what, you know, when you hear something or you're presented with something, you think, oh yeah, you know what? I want to jump all over this project. I want to work on this.
Do you know what it is? This song was the old classic and trying to revive it and see if I could do it justice. But in general, like, because I write all my own songs, when I go to work with people, I just see, it's like, so with producers, they have to have that vibe. And if I can sit there and just, you know, wiggle my shoulders around and like, yeah, I'm liking this.
Yeah.
It's just the whole connection you have with the person and with the music. You know, no disrespect to anybody, but I've gone to a few guys and they've played something and I'm like, yeah, it's a, you know, you be polite,
yeah,
and you know, just say, look, sorry, not this time kind of thing, because there's just the connection isn't there, that pizzazz, that Loon Masala, let's just say, isn't there. Do you know what I mean? They're doing the turka with the gatte, but they need to put the loon and the masala in and the mirch in there. Do you know what I mean? But generally, like, another thing that really hooks me in is lyrics, because I write my own songs. I really, really feel that there needs to be a story. The words and the lines need to make sense with each other, not just rhyme for the sake of rhyming, if you know what I mean. Or the jandi kuri, khandi puri, like, it's just okay. Sugar and a pack of Tate and Lyle sugar and a girl. It really doesn't make sense to a point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really feel, and this is the way I used to listen to songs growing up. Like, you'd literally close your eyes and you would, or I would picture what they're saying. And I know with a lot of kids these days, it's a bit harder for them because Punjabi Boli isn't so, it's not understood as much as what it maybe was back then, kind of thing. We're living in a Western world, and not everybody understands Punjabi like that. But for me, it's all about the lyrics. And because I wrote my lyrics, they need to make sense. There needs to be a story. There needs to be a message. There needs to be something that binds it together, whether it's a story, whether it's, you know, a message at the end. So lyrics, and obviously it has to have that oomph in the music, do you know what I mean? That vibe in the music. And sometimes, you know, I'll pick songs from producers and I like the vibe, but everyone's like, no, mate, that's old school, man. You need to come in today, kind of thing. Like, okay, let's just... And sometimes I get carried away as well, so I've got my whole team behind me that corrects me on that.
Yeah.
But, it's so many things.
But, you know, the whole team has come together. As I said, you've created magic. You know, Simon Nandra and Rax, you know, they've absolutely smashed it on the production. And, of course, the amazing Jasmine Darena, you know, who you've collaborated with on this track. You know, you guys, your vocals just vibe and gel so well together.
Do you know what? I sometimes have to pinch myself.
Yeah.
Because I've been able to do duets with the biggest of the biggest and the best of the best female voices out there.
Yeah.
You know, I started off with Miss Pooja, Sudesh Kumari, Garej Akhtar was massive now, but even before, just before she took off, we'd done Menta, which you just played.
Yeah.
And I really, really believe Jasmine Darena, she will take off, man. Amazing, amazing talent.
I think it's you, Foggy, right? You know, I think you're like the lucky kind of, once one of these female artists collaborates with you, that's it. Their career just goes to the roof. You're the lucky touch. That's what you are.
Oh, please. No. Definitely. I'm the lucky one. But I really feel, even with Jasmine Darena, as a voice, she came first in Voice of Punjab alongside.
Yeah.
Now, if you think of it, alongside Corby, Nirmat Khera was in the same competition. This girl came first.
Yeah.
Them, you know, the other two are amazing singers, absolutely amazing. But obviously, they've managed to make their career and they've done well. But I think Jasmine's time is. It's about to come, man. I think it's about to come. She's a brilliant voice.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. We've got to talk about the video. Always with you, your videos, because I know, you know, Mr. Control Freak that you are. You know, the concept of the videos are always yours. And, you know, this video, again, no exception. You know, right here in my hometown, right here in Leicester, you just kind of you hijacked the Abbey Park Fair. Just rocked up with your crew, you know, and that's it. I just made a video.
We did. In all fairness, I've had this idea of doing like a Grease-style video. And like we were talking, where's the fair as well? And so Wiz, director Wiz, he shot the video for us and edited it. And he was like, we've got a fair in Leicester. Let's do it, kind of thing. So we got onto it. And the good thing was, the really, really good thing in my eyes, when you see people walking around, you see a lot of Asians, kind of thing. So it sits well with the whole thing that we're trying to do.
Yeah.
I think it would have looked really a bit weird, like a bit of Bhangra song going on and a whole load of like non-Asian people in the background thinking, what the hell is going on here? Do you know what I mean? So Leicester was the perfect place, you know. I think Abbey Park, thank you very much. And B&B Funfair guys, you know, they allowed us to go on.
Yeah.
Literally, we were shooting until they literally switched that switch off saying, time to go home. And all the lights went off. We were still shooting at that time. Yeah. But honestly, it was brilliant.
I love, you know, Issy Bahane, how you got to sit on all the rides as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know what? I'm not really a rides person, you know, spinning around in the waltzes, man. I was like, oh my God, Minority on the order.
Love it. Everybody gotta go check out the video, man. It is so, so on point, man.
It was good fun, honestly. I'm just glad there wasn't a roller coaster there, because that would have killed me.
You know, between you and me, do you know what? Like, you know, I can't do it anymore. I said, you know, that waltz thing. I said, love it. When I was younger, I'd go on it and, you know, I'd say to the guy, spin me faster. Now, you know, now that I'm a little bit older, it's like, nah, it's all right.
I had a bad experience when I was a kid. I puked up everywhere after going on them. So I was really power. This video. I was smiling in the photos, man, but I didn't tell as far as anything.
There we go. Fudgy Gear, listen, everybody suffering for his art there. He sat on that waltzer for you guys to make that video look good.
Absolutely. What you have to do for entertainment, right?
Exactly. This is it, man. We suffer. We suffer for our art. Art, hey, art. but listen, this track is out. You know, as I said, it's doing great. We're going to play it in a minute. Are you already thinking of the next one, my brother?
Absolutely. And hopefully, like, I've already written the part two to this.
Ooh.
There's a little exclusive for you right there.
There we go. Part two of how are we saying this track? I've been calling it Long versus Gagra. That's how I've been referring to it.
Long and Gagra. So obviously she's saying Mira Long. And I'm saying I can't see nothing apart from your Kala Gagra, which is flying around everywhere. So Long and Gagra, yeah.
Long and Gagra. There we go, guys. Fudgy Gill up on the phone lines right now. My brother, always so much fun when you're up on the show. You're not ugly, bad. You know, we'll have you here in the studio as we always do. But thank you so much for doing this, my brother. And you know what? It's only right, you know, before we wrap up, you know, any final words for the fans and introduce the song, my brother.
Absolutely. To everybody who's loving the song and giving it love, thank you so much. Honestly, I couldn't do it without these guys. If I didn't have the love, I wouldn't do it. It's because I'm getting the love from everybody out there. I'm doing it and I'm enjoying it, and I thank you so much. Big thank you, that's all. If you love it, just share it out and give it to everybody, man. It's one of them tracks. It's a proper fun track. It'll make you smile.
Without a doubt. And I'm about to make everybody smile because I'm about to play it. This is Long and Gagra by Fudgy Gill.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.